Okay. Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before. And we're here with Mackenzie.
Hello.
Bella.
Captain Planet. Oh, he's a hero.
Lisa.
We're the Planeteers. You can be one too.
Cassandra.
What science should I be doing now?
So the parachute.
Yeah, no.
And Angus. Wait, no, that's Power Rangers. And Jeanette, she knows the theme perfectly.
No.
No. And I'm Justin. Again, this is the Classic Cult TV Club, and we're watching, guess what?
What are we watching? I don't know.
Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Captain Planet and the Planeteers. And what is Captain Planet and the Planeteers?
It was a cartoon. It was a very pivotal cartoon in my childhood, and the theme song lives rent-free in my head for 35 years now. It was a cartoon that came out. It was about environmentalism and saving the world in a more of a grassroots, hands-on experience, but it had that superhero element as well. Mm. So it's five teenagers from around the world, and they each get given rings that are to do with certain elements. So earth, wind, fire, water, and heart.
Yeah.
Poor Martin, he got the heart one.
Yeah.
I think he can do telepathy with animals and some stuff, but it's a bit of a cop-out ring, poor Martin.
Yeah.
And so they can use that to harness those elements, and then when they combine their rings together, it harnesses Captain Planet, who's this superhero that just kind of comes in and just saves the day.
All right, so they join rings and become Captain Planet.
Yeah, that's it.
They sing them.
I saw this, I thought, this must be a Japanese thing.
Because you kept saying, this is on Crunchyroll, isn't it? And I'm like, this is not anime.
I was thinking it was anime, yeah.
Yeah, so this was originally Dick Cartoons.
Yeah.
No, it started off with Dick, which was the ones who did Inspector Gadget. Barbara as well and Rupert?
They were a French
Canadian. My mistake. And then I think in about 92, 93, it became The New Adventures of Captain Planet and went over to Hanna-Barbera.
Right.
But the episodes that we're doing are the first season, which is the Dick era. So
it was Turner Program Service and DIC Enterprises.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Turner was fairly old parents.
Oh, yeah, they basically own, Cartoon Network.
Well, it's...
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, as well, because originally when they created Captain Planet, the creator put together a foundation through Time Warner. So it must be part of, Time Warner, like you said. So part of the proceeds of Captain Planet would go into this foundation, which was all about empowering young people to make big changes in the world. And it got shut down. When they had the merger with AOL, it got too messy, so they just shut the foundation down because it got a bit too light. They didn't want to have to deal with it, which was a bit of a shame.
Mm.
I feel like there was a lot of really great ideas with this show.
But it also definitely feels as though there's a really awkward way to do the morals. One of the things I remember is the fact that the villains were two-dimensional, who just wanted to pollute for the sake of pollution. And it's a really awkward thing to go
through. Eco-villains.
They were called the eco-villains, the bad guys, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just, and just the fact that the reason why people do polluting, or the reason why people think climate change is a hoax, isn't it because I like pollution, I like to destroy things. And I think the problem is that this also feels like at the time with a lot of other environmental stuff. So I'm thinking like, say, Fern Gully and how, say, the second series of Around Twist was very environmental. How the second Naked Gun film was very environmental. And it's like a little point in time.
And it is very much that era. And it was almost like we need to get really deep environmental things and tailor them to children. So they make this superhero where it's like very good guys versus bad guys
Found a tie into Quantum Leap. One of the characters, the villains, is voiced by Dean Stockwell.
Yeah.
Oh.
He plays Duke Nukem.
Other villains are Tim Curry.
Which is
Meg Ryan does the voice of one of the villains. LeVar Burton does the voice of Kwame, which is the African guy. One of the Planeteers.
So one of the Planeteers is like one from New York, one from South America. I forget exactly where, but I don't think the show cares.
They will show it.
Africa, New York City, Soviet Union,
China,
Asia, and Brazil.
Yeah. Asia, because what's the character's name?
Gi.
Yeah, it's like that's not a syllable you can do in Chinese.
Yeah.
So they must be from Korea. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like they're from around the world. Yeah.
The accents are
atrocious.
Atrocious, but the thought was there. They also, when I was going through some of the episodes to do, there was ones where they talk about discrimination.
Oh, yeah.
And they are the first cartoon to talk about AIDS and things like that. So they talk about different types of pollution,
yeah,
and different types of environmental things, but then they also go into world events and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hackneyed. They really kind of do a bit of a hatchet job.
Yes, what I remember from all of that is the fact that it's so unsubtle because it's the kids and they're trying to get the message across. And yeah, that's what I was kind of worried about. And again, I haven't seen this stuff for decades, so it does feel like a lot of the messages of environmentalism stuff were so basic and unsubtle that they have aged terribly.
Yes.
So that's what I'm worried about.
It will be fascinating. And some of them, they kind of don't age well. They do an episode where they're talking about the Irish conflict and the troubles and things like that.
The thing is, I don't expect this to age well at all. That's not the point of it.
But
this was the first conversation around it. It was never meant to age well. It was always meant to start the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. Yeah, okay, it's dumbed down for kids, but so long as kids are growing up with the thought process that people that pollute are just evil. You're just a bad guy if you pollute. Then that's fine.
Yes.
Because that's immediately, you're against the people that are over consumers and give into the whole fast fashion and things like that. And you just are immediately against that. That was the whole point of what they were trying to get out. And I think it does do well off of memory.
And I think they succeeded. Like, I was 9 when this came out, and this song and this show still lives rent-free in my head. It sunk in. It did what it was meant to do.
8-9 years ago? Possibly more. I worked at Adelaide Fringe and it was dress up as a superhero for one night, and I dressed up as Captain Planet.
Yes!
He was amazing.
Yeah. Captain Planet was cool. I always kind of got frustrated with Captain Planet because at the end of the day, they always have to get this guy to come in and save the day.
Yeah.
Like, they can't sort it out themselves. Yeah. They have to get this unearthly character to come in and do it for them.
A cosplay there.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a cosplay of Captain Planet.
And he was for those at home, Justin's showing us a phone screen.
Upon which is the cosplay.
Which is the cosplay. You can go there.
So this particular episode, and there's episodes that when I was looking up, there's episodes that I still remembered, and it's not like they show this on repeat. So these are episodes that just have lived rent-free all these years. The particular episodes, it's a two-parter that I've bought. Well, I tried to bring, and then Justin's saved the day. The bad guys have all come together and they've created their own rings, but they're pollution rings.
Yes. That's one of the few things I actually remember from the series. Is they brought all, one of them's pollution, one of them's, and they come together to come at. I think they remember the Captain Planet's name, though.
I wasn't even going to bring it up, so you remember this.
I remember this. It's one of the few things I remember explicitly. I remember the show. I remember the vagueness of they're trying to save the day, and they got advertised they've been like powers. But I can't remember any specific episodes
or
any specific character lines.
And I'm wondering how I'm going to remember this compared to like when we did Astro Boy, where watching this as a kid versus watching it now, how it's going to feel. Mm. And one thing you reminded me of is they do that G.I. Joe style lessons at the end.
The power is yours.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, remember kids, littering is bad. I think that's what one of the end of the episodes were.
Put it in the bin, make sure you recycle. Yeah. You know?
They do one with Smokey the Bear. I remember one with Smokey the Bear and massive forest fires.
Yeah.
Because they tackle lots of different elements.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
For something so early on, and when you consider Paw Patrol, probably doesn't go into this anywhere near as much.
Like this. The closest we've got is the Lorax, which is from the 60s. Yeah. So
I don't think Paw Patrol's ever had the sentence, use protection so you don't spread AIDS. Covers that subject, which is going to be fascinating.
Well, I think it's more so about the prejudiceness and things like that. It's about discrimination and reducing stigma. They're not talking about safe sex on a kids' TV show.
I'm sure the conservatives in the United States would want to murder Ted Turner if they did that.
But look, this was also in an era.
Did anyway.
And this was also in an era of the AIDS epidemic where there was issues where people were getting it through blood transfusions and things like that as well. So
there's definitely a time for learning.
Yes. And yeah, a lot of learning, and which something I love, you know, something like The Lorax. This show does kind of dumb it down a little bit, but in a world where usually they say, oh, let's not scare the children with this stuff, they've gone, nah. But do it in a crazy superhero way. And I think that's why the villains in this are very mustache-twirling kind of villains.
And it's because it's going to be really hard to explain, oh, yeah, we need to burn fossil fuels because you need to do this to operate your TV and your fridge and your oven. Mm. And having to explain, oh, the reason why this is happening is because we can't invest in renewables because blah, blah, blah. That's going to be a really dull episode.
Yeah. Oh, look, and the difference between the Lorax book and the Lorax movie that came out a few years ago is they really show that escalation from he was a really great guy and then he's making these choices. And then in the end he's going, well, I'm making this choice and I'm choosing money and I'm choosing success and I'm choosing things.
And,
and then that's something they wouldn't have done even back when this show came out. It was like, no, this guy's a bad guy because he is bad.
Do you mean Lorax from the world's greatest rapper, Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Sorry, I was just like, they mean that Lorax.
Yes. Yeah. Lorax King the same.
The Lorax, the book, and then there was the movie that came out a few years ago, which they kind of they added extra elements to it.
Yeah. What, like more words? Yeah. Like syllables? Help me out.
So they do the backstory of, like, in the Can I be? That's what I'm thinking of, that song. In the original book, they just show that the boy goes to the Onceler to find out why there's no trees, but in the movie, they go through the backstory of who's the boy and why is he looking to find that out, and then they go through the history of when the Onceler comes in and how he then has to make that decision. And so he's got the influencers saying, oh, well, you won't do anything with yourself unless you are successful. And so then he puts being a success and puts money over the promise that he made to the Lorax to not cut down trees.
I wish I had less information about that. If only there was a book written in really short, maybe like 20 pages, really well written.
But the important thing is, what I was trying to say is they show that progression, whereas in something like this, 35 years ago, they're still going, these bad people are always bad, they were always bad, and all they care about is, you know, they're all about the greed. It's almost sociopathic.
It's not even really about the greed, it's just, I think one of the characters, the one who I think is voiced by Meg Ryan from memory, was about the greed, but the rest were just like, I like polluting because polluting is awesome, and that's the character motivation.
Yeah.
So it's not even greed, it's just I enjoy polluting.
And I thought this one would be interesting, having all the villains, and hopefully it will show their...
And also, it'll be good, because I can't remember any of the villains.
The very first villain listed here is Hoggish Greedly. Whose overconsumption and greed is his...
Yeah, because I think the two characters whose character motivation is greed, and it's just like polluting. So I think, actually having a character who's...
Urban blight and disease, radiation...
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I mean, when you're looking at other people pollute and you're going, hey, you're polluting, please stop. And the other people are like, nah, but I like my milk in plastic bottles instead of glass bottles. You can totally see where they're coming from on going, oh, these people just like to pollute for the sake of it. Jeanette and Justin, right? I don't know if anyone's seen them before, but they're definitely not young spring chickens. And back in their day...
I feel like I'm...
You said ages ago you guys were protesting against things like global warming and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I don't mean to out you on age at all. It's just ages ago...
Yes, mm-hmm.
This is not a new issue.
This isn't a new issue, but it was very early on where things could be done about it. Yeah. And so, when you're saying stuff like that, I imagine it's like you're just able for the sake of it. From all I can see here, you just it's not a matter of convenience. You've given us no reason.
Global warming in 1990.
Yeah.
Shall we?
What's the episode called?
Mission to Save Earth, Part 1 and Part 2.
So episodes 22 and 23. All right, let's get on with it.
Yes. This will be interesting. Yeah. I've never seen any Captain Planet before, so...
Oh, we never bothered to ask anyone if they'd seen it before.
Jeanette, have you ever seen it before?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The closest I've come to is the Mackenzie episode.
Has Mackenzie?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. No. Have you heard anything about this other than what you've just...
Angus was actually just covering that.
The closest I've come is the Rick and Morty episode. I knew kind of the basic premise that everyone had the rings then combined together... which is why I jokingly sung the Go-Go Power Rangers at the beginning, because it's very similar.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they combine to create Captain Planet, who saves the day every single episode.
I might have actually got this confused with Shazam, because Shazam did the same kind of thing. They would join a ring together. And,
this is five rings.
Five rings, yeah.
Five things for the...
This was based off Lord of the Rings. King.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
No, I actually don't know about that.
I think that they said something similar. They did something similar in Voltron as well.
But you never forced Mackenzie to watch this?
We've not really had access to it. I think that's why I originally looked it up to see if it was on Prime, because I was going to show it to her. And
but these are the five rings that they didn't discuss in Lord of the Rings. Nine for the
It's some men, diet.
Seven for the Warlords, five for the Planeteers, and then three for the Elven Kings.
That sounds about right.
I will say we joke about it, but their leader is actually the Earth Goddess Gaia. So
his voice by Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes,
is that Whoopi Goldberg? Yeah. Oh my god.
Yes.
And Margot Kidder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Kenzie, are you excited for this one?
She played Lois Lane in...
I mean, it's a cartoon.
In the first Superman.
So, is that a good thing that you're excited for it? Or a bad? Yeah? Yeah. Just from what we've talked about at the moment, Kenzie, what are you going into this episode with? Bated breath? Are you excited? Bated breath is like, it's going to be so good. Or is it like,
it's going to be good.
Really? You trusting your mum with this one?
I've got about a 50-50 rating, haven't I?
Usually she doesn't pick cartoons.
Oh, so when she does, would you say that they're top tier?
Pretty much.
Yeah? You're going to let her cook on this
one? Not that one. Harvey Norman.
Harvey Birdman.
That's fair.
Yeah. Harvey Birdman isn't as good as this one's going to be.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
We've tried a few ones, and I've been all right lately. So we recently watched the Hunger Games movies.
Oh, nice. I mean, but they're always good.
Yeah. Shall we?
Yes.
There's that spot. Okay. See if it ages.
We're the Planeteers, and you can be one too. Cause saving the planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Here's what
Captain Planet has to say. Well, Jeanette, what did you think of Captain Planet?
I survived.
You
survived.
You put up with it? That's about it.
It was okay. Yeah. I love how we watched the first episode and I'm going, oh, we could probably see enough. We don't need to watch the second episode. I didn't even get through the beginning of the sentence. You're like, yep. Shut it down. Justin was like, no, we're going to watch the second episode. We're all watching this together.
Angus, what did you think?
I didn't mind it. I thought it was relatively fun. It was silly, but it was fun silly. It wasn't bad silly.
Yeah.
It was definitely a little bit ham-fisted and corny at points, but that's fine. Yeah, I think it was fun.
Okay. And Mackenzie, what did you think?
I thought it was cool.
Cool. Which was your favourite character, isn't it?
Captain Deletion.
This was actually aimed for your age. I was watching this when I was your age.
I think Captain Pollution is cool.
So basically you're going to start polluting now because...
Oh, yay! Can you do the Captain Pollution voice?
Hey, dude!
Yeah.
Tubular.
What about you, Baylor? What did you think of it?
I remember the episode exactly as it was. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was a good choice. Yeah, no, it was really good. It was really enjoyable. It unlocked core childhood memories that I didn't realize I needed to have unlocked. Like, oh my god, I thought Captain Planet was a hottie, and I remember thinking that the kid with fire was also a hottie.
Always thought he was a douchebag.
Nice.
Yeah, he seemed to be a little bit cowardly there. He was thinking that's going to be the bravest man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that brave? Because he was afraid of going into the new world. And earlier in the episode, the American was also going, oh, let's not do that. I don't want to do that. That's scary.
Yeah, but he's a redhead, and redheads are cute. So personality doesn't matter when you got looks, honey.
When I was...
Everyone is looking now at my bright red hair that I recently dyed.
That I asked Angus to dye red as well.
When I was looking up the episode, though, they did say there was a little bit of kickback because the American was seen as... more cowardly, less understanding. He was the expositional one that they had to explain everything to, and he was the one that they had to kind of, you know, and it was
Sounds accurate.
To anyone not living in America, they're like, oh, yeah, that holds up, you know.
So how did it match your memory?
It's pretty much what I remembered. Yeah. It was on point, warts and all. And you know what? We would make fun of it while we were watching it as well, but we loved it.
It's just so corny, isn't it?
It's very cheesy and all of the puns. And it's literally their idea of pollution is people tipping out garbage cans and throwing them out into the street and things like that. It's like, yeah. I love it.
What about you, Cass?
Oh, yeah, seeing because I watched it when I was 6, 7, so a lot younger. And so I think it was just that I had not really dealt with that sort of content. I was just, I know, sitting in front of the TV on watching ABC for Kids, just absorbing the entire thing, and uncritically. So just the fact that, it's just puns and ridiculousness. And, so it's definitely, if I wasn't a kid, I would not find it amusing. Yeah, I think it doesn't really seem that different to how I remember it, because it was, just two-dimensional villains, lots of puns, and whatever the plot just works out the way it does. Because the plot has to be simple enough to fit in a half-hour episode for kids, and this seems very fast to be like, oh, the world's changed, so now I'll become a good guy, and convinces all the mercenaries to not fight for money in a sentence. Oh, because, need to bring the plot along.
And I love that half-hour wrap-up. That's, it's perfect, because, they would kind of go, everything would go wrong and they'd be in over their head, and so they'd just go, let's call Captain Planet, and he just goes, bad puns, whoosh, all solved, get back in the ring. Just wrapped it up in a tight little bow.
Yeah, I know I remember this, but it was a skit from Mitchell and Webb. Look, it was BMX Bandit plus Angel Summoner.
I don't know either of those.
No, basically the sketch was like a duo. One of them could do BMX really well, and everyone could summon angels. Oh, and so the point was the angel summoner would just summon agents to solve all the problems.
Yeah, and the BMX guy had no purpose. Yeah,
that's basically the entire skit. Like, why don't they just use Captain Planet for everything? Yeah. And it's also very obvious plot holes if you're watching this. Why can't you just heal from going in the water? Why can't you just do this? Because it makes the plot more simple and more boring.
I actually think that there's a good reason why there were certain holes in parts of it. Like, why didn't he just go into the water? Okay, Captain Planet's got a lot on his plate right now, right? No. Let's seriously diagnose this, okay? He is currently super weak right now. Mm-hmm. He doesn't just have Captain Pollution to deal with. Mm-hmm. He's got a whole heap of buttheads on top of this floating boat in the middle of the water that are trying to drain him of everything. Mm-hmm. And they constantly come up with brand new things to try and drain his power. And then you've got to go look after some kids that keep on asking you to fix all their problems. From an autistic point of view, he sat pit. He went, this is exhausting. Oh, finally I get to rest. And it's not inside those rings. Why didn't he jump into the water? Do you know how much effort it is, right, for someone to float drown in the water, right? I've got a lot of fat on me, so I'm fine. But Angus, Captain Planet and Angus, they would just sink to the bottom, and we don't know where that is. And I don't care that he's a superhuman being.
Would the Mariana Trench recharge him, though?
Yeah. And it's all just obvious solutions that make the plot round up a lot quicker. They don't pick because they'll make the plot round up a lot quicker. And they need to make it higher stakes.
I just think him not jumping into the water does make more sense.
Yeah. I think it's more just I'm very accepting of the fact that, they need to have the plot resolve in the way it did to make it more dramatic and more exciting. So the obvious plot hole of, this would make sense if they did this, it would solve the problem instantly, but it would also lead to a very less exciting,
depth as well, right? So what we saw was him standing maybe on the edge, right? When in reality, he's probably standing in the middle somewhere. If he's getting drained of all of his power, as someone who genuinely is exhausted right now, or as many other people who have raised children would probably feel, why do I need to walk to the couch? The floor looks inviting. I'm just saying, there is a damn good reason why he didn't make it to the edge, and you're focusing on the wrong part.
I'm just more mocking the plot for being like not solving the obvious
solution.
But
it's not a plot hole. Legitimately, I'm exhausted. I want to sleep on the ground. Angus, I'm so sorry.
As another alternative fan theory, story idea. The sunlight, when it was directed on Captain Planet and Captain Pollution together, what strengthens planet weakens pollution and vice versa. Yeah. Pollution was weakened, but planet didn't get stronger from the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible it's just when he got covered in that pollution, his pores got clogged and it just needed to, needed to exfoliate.
That's a bigger one that we should be focusing on now.
It just needed to exfoliate. And, you know,
nothing is going to resolve the episode.
Put some cucumbers over his eyes.
But there are other TV shows like this. I realised. Not exactly the same message, definitely goes about it in slightly different ways, but Avatar The Last Airbender hits a lot of the same notes.
Mm. What era is that? That's a bit later.
Yeah,
though,
it's later on. I'm this close to basically having my 2007 pick be Avatar Last Airbender.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because that's basically when it started.
Yeah.
I've recommended that to Kenzie.
Avatar Last Airbender, best.
Yes, absolutely the best. I will warn you, we're doing Clone Wars.
I'm surprised it wasn't going to be today because it is May the 4th today.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's our day.
So organise May the 4th.
Drink that mentions Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think we just saw a Star Wars year.
The only thing that I've ever seen in this era or earlier that was close to this type of theme was a show called The Smoggies. But it was not nearly as hyped up as this. And that was about these people on this big tank boat that pollute lots of stuff. Mm. And then these people that are in the water that are trying to stop them from doing that. And that was like sea pollution or something.
Crystal Gems do something like this?
Crystal Gems, I don't
know. Steven Universe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do something like this where they combine together. They create bigger, better, powerful, better versions of themselves. And they do deal with things like this. But Avatar Last Airbender deals with pollution, corruption, things like that in the world, along with becoming the best person you can be. Without having an entire race specifically carrying heart's power, but a more just non-benders.
Yeah.
And so them finding the power within themselves to stand up and do the right thing is like a really, really big thing in the TV show. There's also, they touch on it a little bit in Bee and Puppycat. And there's a couple of episodes that do things. It does pollution, things like that, in a really friendly way that isn't so direct. So there are things that still do this. It's just, this was
the first in-your-face option.
There
was one or two episodes of Rupert that were the same, like deforestation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also
Paper Makers.
And I definitely remember the second series of Round of Twist having some sort of environmental message in almost every single episode.
Mm.
And that just stands out to me as a thing.
Yeah. And that would have been about the same year as well. But with that Australian twist as well.
And there's episodes in Star Trek as well that go through pollution and stuff like that as well.
Oh, no, there's an episode of The Goodies where they talk about pollution. And it's like, oh, that's interesting. And that's like, oh, yeah, no, this is in a time when they wouldn't have been talking about this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Never mind making it comedic, you know?
Yeah. Goodies was very political.
Political.
And some of the relevant only to English politics. The political message didn't land in Australia. Mm. And it wasn't until I got to England that I went, oh.
I get that joke now.
Yeah. I get that now.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's the sign of a good comedian to cast warts upon the king's face when they do something wrong. That's the whole point of them.
And not lose their head. Did we ask Jeanette or is she just like,
done with this?
No, I think Justin asked me first.
Mackenzie, do you think you'd actually watch this in the background on TV while you're doing other things? Or
maybe.
Yeah.
If it's on the background, yeah.
Very far in the background.
Very far in the background.
And also so because
this is something you'd have on TV while you're doing something else on your computer, you know, playing games or something.
Or drawing.
Because the problem is, of course, that...
Or kicking the footy.
It's not in the house.
Okay, calm down. We liked this show.
Would you sing along with the ending, or...?
What do you think of the theme song?
I remember the lyrics. The best part about it is the thumbs up.
From the end, it's just like,
who's your favourite character? Oh, you said Captain Pollution.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
You've already asked.
Yeah, this is the only episode with Captain Pollution.
Okay. Look, you're asking the wrong questions. Who's the cutest character?
Was it Captain Pollution?
Still
though?
Captain Pollution.
Was it Captain? Was it the hair?
Accent?
Oh,
the hair. The key accent.
So, are you saying, "Hey, dude, how you doing, dude?
Hey, dude.
Gnarly." That's what you want to find in boys now,
because she does love the song "Valley Girl," and that's very much a Valley Girl kind of accent.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah,
that's what you need to watch.
So, Cass, you were going to say something before?
No, I was just saying about how they probably wouldn't want to watch the rest of the show because it doesn't have Captain Pollution. That's my only comment.
Yeah. And people are wondering why young voters are swinging right wing. It's because of beautiful characters like Captain Pollution.
And what about Planeteer? What was it like, the advice that they'd give at the end of each episode? The G.I. Joe moments.
Yeah, I always remember the fact that in some really bad episodes where the plot would round up 2 minutes shorter, it'd have three or four of those announcements.
And they repeated them as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't a different one every single episode.
Yeah.
Would that include this one here? Because the one for the first part had soldier characters.
Yeah, no.
Repeated in other episodes?
No, probably not
then.
Who the
hell's this guy?
No, they'll just repeat. Yeah, they'll just have ones like, make sure you recycle and just have that.
Oh,
yeah. Not that basic, but basically.
But, you know, it would be that basic, yeah. Make sure you clean up litter and things like that.
The most interesting thing is it's got all of the stuff to do with pollution and whatever, but also talked about how soldiers didn't cope with going back into the
civilian life.
Very much of it.
Yeah. And I think also it felt like there was the kind of the time politically, this is nothing to do with the episode, but very much a time of the world is all this stuff about countries fighting each other was coming to an end. That was sort of the feeling at the time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so cool that they actually were talking about how certain roles were no longer relevant and how soldiers were able to stand up for themselves and have a thought for themselves instead of being good soldiers and following orders. There you go, another Star Wars.
I found it fascinating. Yeah, Cass brought up that when this episode came out, the wall had just come down.
The wall had come down a year earlier and reunification was basically happening
at that moment.
So yeah, to the point when Soviet Union was dissolved by December the following year. Yeah.
So this was 93 to 96.
No, 1990.
This episode came out in 1990. Yeah, it was the Hanna-Barbera era was 93 to 96. So,
I was too young at the time, but there's definitely a vibe of we've solved all the problems, but the old ideas of we'd have two forces fighting each other, that disappeared by 1990. So that's definitely the vibe of this war's over. We don't have to do that anymore and we can just repair the world.
We were still on the outskirts of the Cold War because Link is from the Soviet Union.
One
year, it was 91. Yeah,
I think it was also the idea at the time that the Soviet Union would reform and not dissolve entirely.
Yes.
The idea of it collapsing entirely was almost after the idea. It's basically like, the world would reunify and be a happy, peaceful place.
Gorbachev was trying to make alliances. He believed that the world could be a unified place and countries could all be unified. Actually, America was really concerned about that because they didn't want that.
They didn't.
Yeah.
It was too nice.
Well, luckily for them, nationalism took over and the Soviet Union dissolved. And it led to peace for the entire history of forever, obviously.
No! So, interesting. So, some of the best episodes on one of the websites that I went to, and it talks about the different themes. Obviously, they talk about pollution, but then there's also episodes where there's one where they talk about trash and pollution and things like that, but then they have the episodes on discrimination, there's one on religious war, one on gangs and drug addiction, there's a whole episode on the problems with overpopulation.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
it's like overpopulation isn't actually a thing though. Getting to the conspiracy side of it.
And you kind of go, how, I don't remember that episode, but I'm going, how would that work? We're trying to talk to kids about overpopulation control and things like that.
And it's also like
family planning.
Yeah.
The guy that played the soldier with the Cold War mentality was Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, he's been in heaps of stuff.
He has. He died in 2024 last year. But he's been in things like If, Kingdom Business, Color Purple, Outlaw Johnny Black. He was in the Watchmen mini TV series, which might be something that people have seen. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of these.
When he was younger as well, a lot. I know he was in a lot of stuff. Yeah. He was really big in the 80s as well. Yes. Like, he would have been a big cameo for this.
Because I'm guessing a lot of the voices would be celebrities, I guess.
Yeah.
They were really happy to be like, this is the message we need to teach kids, so therefore I'm putting my voice up here.
Almost like a Sesame Street appearance.
And because I guess because of the themes of the show, and I get the clout of the Turner Network and things like that, they managed to pull some quite big names.
Yeah. So he was in the Twilight Zone radio drama. And ER, but he was also in a voice actor for, like, Batman. He was Lucius Fox in that. In the 2007, he was in Family Guy. He was in Half-Life 2. He was also in Stargate SG-1. And once again, another Half-Life 2 credit. But yeah, he was a voice actor from all over the place. Did quite a lot of stuff. So we mentioned at the start of the show how they got big name actors. And while we don't know him specifically, I thought it might be worthwhile to give him a little shout out. Because he has done quite a lot. Yeah.
So the big question, Angus.
Oh, God, I forgot about this.
Important question.
Nice, cool, refreshing glass of spring water.
So you're saying tasteless?
Okay, fine. I'll amend that.
It's one of those, I don't know, those drinks that you buy that are full of green stuff. And
they're full of numbers. And it's
a kombucha?
Smoothie.
Yes. A wheatgrass shot.
Yeah. Soylent green.
That's probably one we might introduce you to one day.
A very long time in the future.
I remember my dad introducing that movie to me. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I never watched the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the Simpsons episode.
Oh, no.
Where they introduce Soylent Green. That's where I get all my information.
Soylent Green's a movie about overpopulation.
Yeah.
Futurama?
Yeah, because in Futurama, they're trying to find the secret ingredient to Slurm.
Yeah.
And Fye goes, is it people? And Lily goes, no, we already have a soda that has people in it. It's Soylent Cola. Oh, what does it taste like? Oh, it varies from person to person.
I remember that. This is the Itchy and Scratchy movie episode where they go to the movies at the end. And he's like, oh, I'll have some Soylent Green, please. And it's like, don't you know there's people? Mmm, people. Soylent Green.
Okay, so, Angus, what was it again?
I jokingly said kale smoothie, but that's horrendous. No one wants to drink that. It's nice. It was fun. So maybe like, I don't know, orange juice, apple juice, something like that. Something relatively healthy, but still kind of...
Overly sweet. Drink. Yeah. Overly sweetened orange juice.
Yeah. And it needs to be in a bottle that's not plastic and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we'll wrap up there. And that was the Cult TV Club watching Captain Planet. Okay, good night, everyone.
It's a bit of a random choice, but for a certain generation, it was the right choice.
It's Captain Planet.
It's still wrong, Dean.
Still wrong? Yeah. I really thought I had it on that one.
You got the right production company.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Okay.
Walking down the street.
Bye.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Bye.